Hello and welcome to the Groovy Calamari podcast. I am your host, Sergio Del Amo. Groovy Calamari is a free curated publication of interesting and relevant links about Micronaut and the Groovy ecosystem, Grails, Gradle, microservices and related matters, created by yours truly and published weekly. The Groovy Calamari podcast covers similar topics in a different format. Groovy Calamari podcast is never longer than 30 minutes, so let's get started. On the Micronaut front, Micronaut 1.0.1 has been released today. It is a patch version, thus you can expect backward compatible bug fixes. Also, there are a lot of colleagues speaking at conferences. For example, Alvaro Sanchez Mariscal, Ivan Lopez and Graham Rocher are talking this week in DevOps Belgium. Also, Graham Rocher is doing a free online webinar about Micronaut tomorrow. I will post a link in the show notes so you can register for free. And the big news in the Micronaut ecosystem this week is the release of Micronaut for Spring. You can find a link in the show notes, but let me play you a clip from an introductory video we created.
Using Micronaut for Spring, you can take an application that is a Spring application at the source level and run it as a Micronaut application. At compilation time, the application is converted from the Spring source code into a Micronaut application and will exhibit the same low memory footprint and startup time as a normal Micronaut application.
This is a really big thing for Micronaut. First, is it eases the library creators to create both Spring and Micronaut compatible libraries. Also, it provides a clear path for migration from Spring to Micronaut. Also, it helps a lot Micronaut developers with tooling. Spring has an amazing IDE support, and this Spring for Micronaut will trick IDEs into thinking that they are dealing with a Spring application, even if the runtime is a Micronaut application. Also, it enables Spring to go places where it was never able to go due to performance or memory consumption constraints such as IoT, GraalVM, serverless, or Android scenarios. It helps Spring and Grails compatibility with Micronaut. The Micronaut team is the same team behind Grails, and thus bringing Micronaut goodies to Grails is really important for us. Let me quote you an excerpt from the blog post. In Grails 4, Micronaut will take over as the parent context for Grails applications, and much of the internal wiring of Grails will be based on Micronaut instead of Spring, so that we can reduce memory consumption and improve startup time. This, combined with the improvements the Spring team have already made in Spring Boot 2.1, will result in a significant improvement to Grails 4x applications in terms of memory consumption and startup time. Big news coming to Grails with Grails 4. You can check more info about the Micronaut for Spring announcement in the blog post, which is linked in the show notes. Big news for me in the past week is that I will be organizing Gridge Conference 2019. You can find more info at gridgeconf.com. You can find a link in the show notes. The conference dates are the 28th to the 30th of March 2019. The location of the conference is Madrid, Spain. The venue is a beautiful theater and the Luciana Theater in Madrid Center. The conference has already been hosted there in the past years, and I think it creates a unique atmosphere for a technical event. Doorbuster tickets are already for sale, starting at €99 plus value-added taxes. You can find tickets at gridgeconf.club. The call for papers is also open. Speakers will get admissions to the conference, speaker near invitation, and more importantly, they will be speaking at the conference. Speaking at a conference forces you to master a topic and improves your brand and your job opportunities. If you are interested in speaking at Gridge, visit gridge.conf/CFP. You can find a link in the show notes. We are looking for topics such as Micronaut, Grails, Ratpack, Spock, JEP, Griffon, RCDoc, Cloud, applying AWS to build JVM apps, applying Google Cloud to build JVM apps, microservices, Android, Android tools, indie developer lifestyle, Gradle, Kotlin, Ruby, and Java. If you want to suggest any other topic, please do. Next year will be the 8th edition of the conference. For those of you who come to Gridge for the first time, or for those who came in the previous editions, you will have probably noted a broader scope in the conference. Next year conference is split in two tracks. One track, microservices and JVM frameworks, and another track, Android test and alternative JVM langs. Both have a sweet spot for me. I am kind of designing the perfect conference for someone like me. I have done my share of mobile phone development, both iOS and Android, and also a lot of back development with alternative JVM languages such as Groovy. I think there is a lot of to be learned from both camps, server-side development and mobile phone development. And I think a lot of knowledge transfer can be achieved for any attendee of the conference. We have already confirmed several amazing speakers. Graham Roche, Micronaut Grace, and Product Lead will be in the conference. Also, Jorge Barroso, Android Extraordinaire, and Google Developer Expert is coming as well. We are pleased to have also Andres Almire, who is a Java champion, a Java 1 rockstar, and a Griffon Project Lead. Also, Antonio Leiva, who is probably one of the most recognized faces in the Kotlin camp here in Spain, will be in the conference too. Also, Guillaume LaForge, the Apache Groovy Project PMC Chair and the Developer Advocate for Google Cloud, is back to Greece. And last but not least, we have confirmed also the presence of Saul Moliner, who is an amazing Android developer, who I am sure you will enjoy listening to during the conference. A conference such as Greece is not possible without the sponsors. If you are interested, please contact me. You can find a link to the sponsorship page in the show notes. I hope you can visit me at Grinch, visit Grinch.conf, and see you in March in Madrid.